The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
After 9 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning show. Joe will be back tomorrow. I'm Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Quite a bit happening in the news. For starters, today the jury will resume deliberations in the trial of accused drug lord Juan El Chapo Guzman. This is amazing that this trial has not ended yet. Okay, there's never been anybody more guilty than El Chapo, okay? And I say this as somebody that always roots for people to be acquitted, okay? The guy is as guilty as can be. That being said, his attorney, Jeffrey Lichtman, has done a masterful job throughout every aspect of this case, especially in the closing. I never thought that the jury deliberations would go into a second week. Now, there's no way at all that this trial ends in an acquittal. None whatsoever. I will bet any dollar amount of any member of this audience that it does not end in acquittal. Any amount of money that you want to bet. Now, that being said, Jeff did do a really good job sowing reasonable doubt. So I could see one, two, three jurors maybe refusing to convict, and maybe this trial will end in a hung jury. Now, the jury has asked for more testimony to be read back to them, and that's going to happen this morning. So who knows? Will we see a verdict today? We don't know, but he's charged with 10 counts of various crimes, including drug trafficking and money laundering. If he's convicted, he faces life in prison.
But let's not forget, there was a lot of testimony from the prosecution side. The defense side, there really wasn't any, there was a few days' worth. They had 3 months of testimony.
It's not that unusual, though.
What I'm saying is I can see them wanting to have things read back to them to figure out, okay, maybe we acquit him on this one and that one, but we convict him on the other one. So, and the judge has warned them to do a very thorough job. So they're taking it seriously, which is great. But I'm still blown away by the fact that an illegal alien was able to get into the courtroom and sit down near El Chapo.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
That is for sure. I'm blown away by the fact that there is a growing movement in this city and in this state, and really around the country, to be honest, to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Big story in today's New York Daily News that City Councilman Idanis Rodriguez, who's also himself running for public advocate, he's one of the 932 candidates running for public advocate in the February 26th special election, is going to be introducing a non-binding resolution on Wednesday, calling on the state legislature to allow what he refers to as undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses because it would make for safer roads. Now, on the one hand, I get it because now there's no way for illegal aliens to get a driver's license. There's no way for illegal aliens to get car insurance. So if you get into a collision with an illegal alien, that you will, you essentially you're out. There's no insurance company to pay you.
So what is the license going to do? They're going to drive safer?
The idea is that this would allow them to purchase car insurance. If they can drive legally, then they can legally purchase car insurance.
Why should they even bother to purchase car insurance when they're here illegally?
Excellent question, right? So in California, which does allow for driver's licenses for illegal aliens.
Right.
We have not seen a whole bunch of people that are in the country illegally purchasing car insurance. So I question what this would actually do. The other thing I question is, you know, council member Idanis Rodriguez is acknowledging that the city council has no authority to do this at all. So that's why it's a non-binding resolution. What a waste of time and energy. Okay, if you want to actually affect change on this issue, you shouldn't be running for public advocate. You should be running for governor or for state legislature, because it's the state legislature that controls who gets to get driver's licenses. Unfortunately, this is political pandering at its worst. I think this is a terrible idea. And I think Idanis Rodriguez, even if you think this is a good idea, is making it, this is just political pandering. 877-970-2999. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the idea of driver's licenses for illegal aliens and your thoughts on the El Chapo jury. 877-970-2999. Let us say hello to Anthony, who's in Long Island City, which may or may not soon be home to the second headquarters for Amazon. What's your view on that whole situation, Anthony?
Good morning, Frank. Obviously, anyone with a clear thinking mind would support the Amazon project. Yes, there are a lot of givebacks. We understand that.
Giveaways.
Yes, there are. But Amazon is going to give the community an awful lot back, not only the jobs, but they also offered LaGuardia Community College a special certificate program that those that complete the program are guaranteed a high-paying job. That's an incentive for those newly graduated from the high schools to get that certificate. Number two, they promised a 600-seat public school, brand new, on their property. Another incentive. And they promised the people that live in the Queensbridge houses jobs. And I believe that they're going to follow through. Our problem is that we have do-nothing politicians, such as Michael Gennaris. He finally woke up and said he didn't know anything about this project. That is ridiculous. We all knew something in the area was coming that was big, and I cannot believe that a state senator didn't know that Amazon was coming, but he just didn't do anything. Now his constituents are up in arms, so what does he do? He comes out and he rallies that he's the champion of the people. He's a do-nothing. Amazon is a go, 100%
go. Let's see what happens, Anthony, and I just want to point out so that the listeners know that is Anthony Alderasi, who actually ran against Michael Gianaris a couple of years ago. So it's not as if he is a disinterested observer. That doesn't mean what he's saying is incorrect. Here is the problem, right? If you have a plot of land in Staten Island or in Brooklyn or in Queens, and you want to put a restaurant there, okay, and you want to get a special, and you want to get some parking at that restaurant, okay, you have to go through the community board process, right? You have to go through the city's ULURP process. You may even have to go through the Board of Standards and Appeals, right? Each step of the way, you're being questioned about the plan. You're being driven to make the plan fit better with the community. There's input from the community along the way, three different aspects of the community. Amazon did none of that. This was a deal that was negotiated totally in secret. The governor, the mayor, and Amazon, okay? There was no community input. The only community input is right now, is we're getting after we're told the deal is a fait accompli. And you have to wonder, if a deal is going to be so great for a community, right? If Amazon is, you heard Anthony list all the great things that Amazon is going to do for Queens. What if they don't? What if they don't? What kind of clawback provision is there
right.
for us giving them all this taxpayer money. What if they don't live up to their end of the deal? It would not be the first time that a corporation went back on its word. If you look at what's happening with General Motors, who was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayer and is currently paying their CEO almost twice what the CEO of companies like Toyota are making, who are doing a better job, by the way. GM, in spite of the fact that they're profitable, they're laying off people. Right. Now, do you think the American taxpayer would have bailed out General Motors 10 years ago if they knew that 10 years later, we're not only going to start laying off en masse blue-collar workers, but white-collar workers? I suspect not. And who's to say what's going to happen with Amazon 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years from now? There's no way to know.
To me, this is a deal that is to raise the national profiles of both Cuomo and de Blasio.
To some
extent, because they can use it to say, we brought jobs to New York City when the economy was bad and you know, the taxpayers weren't getting the tax breaks that they should be getting during the Trump administration, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to use this as a tool to try and further their agenda. I don't know if the Amazon deal is necessarily the worst deal in the world or the best deal in the world, but there should be a due process. There should have been a process by both the city council and the state legislature to say, okay, let's see if this deal benefits us or doesn't benefit us. Give us the choice. That's what it's supposed to be about, not a backdoor deal.
Right. Now, let me read what some of the folks are tweeting on Twitter. And if you want to find me on Twitter, you can do so at Frank Moreno. That's Frank Moreno. A gentleman who uses, or a woman who uses the handle Freedom, says this: I listen to a lot of talk radio. I love the show and all the joking around. But a disgruntled man hanging up on people for not responding as quickly as he'd like is rude. Nobody does that. To play a jingle along with it is the height of unprofessionalism. Hashtag Gatulo Gatulo. Huh. Al, your response.
Wait, read that again. Who's this?
This is a person named Freedom. That's her handle. Yeah. I listen to a lot of talk radio. I love the show and all the joking around, but a disgruntled man hanging up on people for not responding as quickly as he'd like is rude. Nobody does that. To play a jingle along with it is the height of unprofessionalism.
Really?
Hashtag Gatulo Gatulo.
Okay, so let me explain. When you call somebody on the phone and you say hello to them, and they don't respond to you 3 seconds, 5 seconds, what do you normally do?
I hang up.
Correct.
I usually don't answer the phone when people call.
Right. I mean, we don't use our cell phones to actually talk to people anymore. We text and go on the internet and post things on social media. But when a person calls and I say hello and they don't answer within 5 seconds, bye, you're gone. I'm not going to waste my time sitting there going, hello, hello, hello. And by the way, if you know all those robocalls that go on, that's how they trick you now. You say hello, then they make it sound like they're talking to you and having a conversation, and it's a robocall. So you know what? Unfortunately, I'm sorry that you didn't like the way I handle the callers. Too bad. Oh, yeah. You call in. This person should call in. And if you go to them and say, hello, are you there? And they're not there, they're going to get too low.
So we're going to give you guys an opportunity. What do you think? Is Al a little too aggressive in terms of Gatuloing people? 877-970-2999. It's 877-970-2999. Now, I do have to caution you. Once we say hello, you have to start talking.
Right.
We're not going to sit around and wait for an hour or two for you to start
talking.
Look
at what you did last hour. Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Am I on?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
All right, real quick, one quick programming note, and then we're going to tap into an area of Al's expertise, and that's sports momentarily. But one quick programming note is tonight, Al's going to be very happy because Kevin McCullough is actually off this evening. And Jolton Joe Borelli will be filling in, and you can bet he's going to have quite a bit to say on this proposal that's making its way through the city council for illegal aliens to get driver's licenses. Let me take a break. When we come back, we have four open lines. They're all yours, 877-970-2999. But first, here's Debbie Duhaime with the news. Debbie, you better answer quickly. Because
I don't want to get Cthulhu'd. By the way, did you guys watch last night? Did you watch the awards?
I watched a few minutes of Alicia Keys and then a couple of awards given to people that I didn't know.
Didn't watch a second of it.
So instead, watched a Breaking Bad episode instead.
Oh, you switched it over. Well, Havana was good at the beginning, wasn't it?
I didn't see that. I was coming
that
back
was great.
From LaGuardia Airport, and I missed the beginning. But you were pleased?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was pleased with some of the performances, but then, you know, after a while, I was like, nah, that's enough.
Yeah.
But Dolly was nice, right, Al? Al would have liked that, I think, when Dolly got, you know, recognized.
Don't, honestly, I don't watch the Grammys because it's glorified gentrification of all these, you know, it's not inclusive to everybody.
Well, when
they all start screaming about this thing and the other thing and whatever.
When you say it's glorified gentrification,
like
gentrification
just,
is usually when a neighborhood goes from being poor to being wealthy.
I don't mean gentrification. I didn't know the. You know what? I didn't watch it.
Cthulhu. Right? He's gonna get Cthulhu. Watch out.
How's the traffic? How's the traffic?
All right. How are those neighborhoods dealing with the glorified gentrification there, Debbie?
I'll tell you guys what's happening. First of all, we're gonna head over to the Cross Bronx West, guys. That accident was finally cleared. Cross Bronx West getting out toward Webster Avenue, but we're still seeing delays. And there's a really terrible accident on 8095 northbound as you get up toward Route 80. It's 8095 northbound in Teaneck, approaching exit 70. The express lanes. It's a very serious accident involving a truck, so expect delays there getting up toward the GWB. The inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, 30. Holland Tunnel still waiting about 40 minutes getting at the town. But again, 8095 northbound express lanes closed. Go for the local lanes if you can. We're going to take a spin, see what's happening here on the Belt Parkway East getting out toward Bay Parkway. That's an accident. And the LIE West at Maurice Avenue, an accident over there as well. So prepare for some stop-and-go traffic. Over on the 4 and 5 trains, delays, and it's all due to a stalled train. Checking in on the forecast, clouds today with a high of 39. Snow overnight into tomorrow, turning into rain tomorrow afternoon. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager has a message for liberals.
That liberals are so stupid as to not realize what Alan Dershowitz realizes, that they're the enemy of liberalism is the left. Your foolishness is jeopardizing the future of the greatest experiment in liberty in human history, the United States of America, because you don't understand the left is your enemy.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
You own a local business or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You know, I absolutely love my Facebook trolls, the people that live to just heckle me on social media. And one of them commented on my Facebook post this morning, and you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/MoranoFan. And this is what this troll said. When doing the Balance of Nature commercials, what are the latest maladies experienced by you and others that were cured by this groundbreaking medical advancement? And then a rolling eyes emoticon. Now, this person thinks he's heckling me, but this is a great question. So I'm going to tell you what some of the latest maladies that have been cured by Balance of Nature. But I would love to, if you're taking Balance of Nature and you've really been helped by it, I want you to call and leave me a voicemail right now at 816-8-MURANO. 816-8-MURANO, tell me what your experience has been with Balance of Nature. I'll tell you what the most immediate thing that I noticed is that I have boundless energy. I got very little sleep last night, came in from the airport, watched a Breaking Bad, got a couple hours of sleep, and then I am ready to run through a brick wall. I'm fired up. Incredible energy. I used to consume a toxic level of caffeine in order to be able to get through my day. Now, in spite of no sleep and weird hours, thanks to Balance of Nature, I have boundless energy. My friend Vinny Ignizio, he woke up every day with aches and pains. He thought it was just a normal part of aging. That's what happens when you get over the age of 40. Now, he takes Balance of Nature. Those things are a thing of the past. Now, you think to yourself, how can one product actually do all those things? Well, if you think about it, what does better nutrition not help? There's nothing that better nutrition doesn't help. So when you consume 31 more servings of fruits and vegetables every single day, that's what it's doing to your health. That's all Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules are. Fruits and vegetables, not extracts. They're just pure fruits and vegetables. 31 servings a day. Now, you want to try it? You can go to balanceofnature.com, and if you use the promo code THEANSWER when you order, you're going to save 35% off your first order. If you call 1-800-246-8751, you're going to save that same 35% off your first month's supply when you order. Just make sure you use that promo code AM970.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You're listening to the Joe Piscopo Show with Frankie Five Burrows, Murano, and Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhaime. I'm away in Los Angeles on my way back for tomorrow's show. I want to thank Al and Frank and Debbie for holding down the fort. Coming right back at you. Thanks for listening to Piscopo in the Morning.
9:26, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Murano here with Al Gattulo. Al's temperament and his handling of callers has surprisingly become one of the subjects that you're interested in talking about. A Twitter user named A Bright Future tweets, "Love Gattulo. He is correct. It makes it fun. Great show today. Miss gambling very much." And of all people, my fiancé is writing in saying, "I appreciate Al hanging up on people when they don't talk. I wish you did that on your show. It's so annoying how much time they're given to start talking."
You very can't nice. Handle the truth.
That's what it is.
877-970-2999. What say you? Has Al let this power go to his head? Does he need to be reined in? And on Long Island, hello.
Get to load.
Get off my program!
All right. Well,
there you go.
We'll try again.
We're off to a rousing start.
Brian in Yonkers, hello.
Oh, man, good morning, guys. I'll tell you right now, this whole thing makes the whole thing fun, you know? You're doing a great job, the whole team. Debbie, Joe, Frankie, forget about it. Guys, I also think Amazon should definitely come to Queens. I feel like New York City in general, the five boroughs, will be what you see in the movies, the futuristic cities. We got to own it and bring those electronic scooters that they're riding around in California around here. That's the one thing I would like from Cali to be in New York.
Wait, what do you mean? The one thing you would like from
the
Cali?
Scooters.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You know what I'm waiting for? Flying cars. Where are the flying cars?
Meet
you know
George
what?
Jetson.
Yeah, wasn't the Jetsons, didn't that take place in like the 1990s or something? When was that?
No,
when was that
it
set
was
in?
Supposed to be in the 2000s.
Oh,
it
was it 2000? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We're here. We're here. Yeah, where are those flying cars?
I don't know.
877-970-2999. Louis in Brooklyn. Hello.
Hi. Hello. You got me?
Get to load.
All That's right, 877-970-2999.
I love that. I love it. You got me. Nope. No, we don't.
We're trying again. Ann in Long Island, please be quick.
Are you talking to Ann of Long Island?
I think so. Yes, I am. Yes, hello.
Now, twice, you hung up on me once. I never heard Ann, and I didn't hear Ann the second time.
Oh,
well,
boy.
You got to pay attention, Ann. That's the thing.
No, all that came through on my phone was of Long Island. So I think that's a problem with a lot of these calls that come through.
And let me ask you a quick question. Are you hearing the programming when you're on hold?
I'm hearing the programming when I'm on hold, and then all of a sudden, twice now in a row, I hear of Long Island. I didn't hear my name at all. Some shows, the screener will say, "Okay, Ann, you're on now." And then the host will say, "Ann of Long Island." But now you just twice.
Now, you see, Ann, full disclosure here. Frank is running the phones this morning. I am not putting the callers on or hanging up on them. And what Frank normally does, hold on, Ann, let me finish. What Frank does normally when he goes to a caller is he starts to say their name at the same time he's punching them in, which causes a pause and you don't hear your name being called. That's why you think you're not on the air.
You're blaming me for
the absolutely people? I'm blaming you.
I'm blaming you too. Why don't you have the caller say, okay, Ann, Frank is going to take your call now, and then Frank should
because the call screener is normally doing some other things in addition to screening the calls, and we can't sit there and start prepping the callers.
But people call you up because they have something to say to you, good or bad or whatever.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, we don't call up because we want to be hung up on.
That's right. I'm with Ann on this, 100%. 100%.
All right.
I stand with Ann. And maybe she's right. Maybe we need to blame Charlie as much as we blame Al. 877-970-2999.
Hold on. Why are you blaming Charlie?
No,
Charlie's not the one who's putting the call on the air.
Yeah.
Charlie is screening the call to put the call on the air. When you're punching them in, you should be punching them in first their name.
Okay,
go ahead.
Do this. Watch. Ready? Rich in Newark, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Am I right? Excuse me, Rich. We'll get to your point in a second. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Thank you.
Right. Yes. Go ahead. What's on your mind there, Rich?
Two things. One with Al. I haven't listened to you guys in over 2 years because I was expressing a counterpoint of view, and he hung up on me. Joe quickly apologized, but I didn't think that was appropriate in a radio show of ideas. Secondly, the driver's license for illegals is just another way to neutralize our immigration laws and for the Democrats to maintain power forever. Once they get the driver's license, they'll probably be voting, and then our nation is gone.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Rich. Why did you hang up on Rich 2 years ago?
I don't remember what I did 3 weeks ago. I'm going to remember what this guy said 2 years ago? You know, it amazes me. It amazes me. People who call radio shows, a vast majority of them, actually think that the hosts remember what they said 4 years ago or, I ran into you here or this and that. If you don't make an impression on somebody's mind, they're not going to remember you. I have no idea what this guy said.
Well, I stand,
and what he probably said was something probably not that Joe didn't want to hear, and I hung up on.
I stand with Rich on that. 877-970-2999. Neil on Staten Island, hello.
Very good, Frank. I bet you feel bad that you have to take advice from Al on how to do your job.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Yeah. But
you can't handle the truth.
What's on your mind?
Two things, Frank. Number one, at the Amazon deal, you know, Cuomo was voted in overwhelmingly, and the landslide. So was de Blasio. So these are the deals they negotiated. The people wanted these guys in office, and now they got to eat it, you know. And the other thing is about the driver's licenses. It's absolutely nonsense to give an illegal driver's license. When they catch them with a bad license, they should take away their cars. They shouldn't be letting them drive. Because as someone whose son was hit by an illegal with $45,000 of damage with three cars that this guy destroyed while he was drunk, the justice system doesn't help you, and you have to eat all the expenses afterward because there's no one to go after to get the money.
Well, let me add just now, Neil, I agree with you, but just to play devil's advocate, right? So the proponents of this proposal to allow driver's licenses for illegal aliens say it's your situation that this proposal is designed to redress, right? It's they want to give them driver's licenses so that they can get car insurance. So if they're in an accident with someone like you, you'll get paid. What do you say to that?
I say right now, you're not going to get anything from them. And also...
No. But I'm talking about once they...
In New York City,
once they have drivers...
Why would they be spending all that money for insurance?
Once they have...
Why should they? I was right. Why should they? Because you're going to be in the same position. You're going to have to eat your own damages, because they're not going to spend all that money for insurance. You know what insurance costs for a car in the city, Frank?
Yeah, that's for sure. I think I'm overdue on my insurance, actually. 877-970-2999. Louis in Brooklyn. Hello, Louis.
Hi. You know, I got Cthulhu there, right? So I just want to point out, I didn't wait two more years to to call back. I called right back. I forgive you for doing that to me.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. Al, he's forgiving you. I appreciate that. Hey, somebody that's not ready to forgive and forget is Bob Costas.
Whoa, what a story.
Let me ask you about this. So apparently, sure. Bob Costas says that NBC yanked him from coverage of last year's Super Bowl because of previous statements that he made about the NFL's concussion issues. Now, the Bob Costas is, you know, a legend in sportscasting. I mean, the only one that's a bigger legend is Warner Wolf, and he's facing legal issues now.
By the way, a person who has won Emmys for news, entertainment, and sports.
Very impressive, right? So he told ESPN that officials at NBC said he wasn't allowed to host the pregame between the Eagles and Patriots because he had crossed the line with regards to his harsh comments about players getting brain injuries.
Correct.
Now, Costas, who no longer works for NBC, had previously said his decision not to be part of the big game was a mutual decision. NBC is disputing Bob Costas' claims, saying he has chosen to mischaracterize private interactions.
Well, I you know, Bob has a very good point about all of this when it comes to the NFL. This is a game. Look, as much as I love football and I cover it, it is a game that is damaging people. I mean, there is clear evidence that this type of sport is damaging athletes' brains. We've seen a number of athletes who, by the way, not exactly, you know, super old athletes. We're talking about guys who played in the late 70s and early 80s who are dying from complications of CTE, of these concussion-type syndromes. So I think Bob, you know, got up on his soapbox and said, I have the opportunity to present my views on the subject, and whether it goes one way or the other, I'm going to present it. And so he did that over the course of many years. When he was going to do this, halftime piece or whatever it was during the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and he had submitted it to the NBC execs before the game, they said, no, not a good idea. Don't run this. We cannot air this. And so he didn't. But he has long been outspoken against football, and I think the reason why I think NBC decided to cut ties with him was because he was speaking at colleges, he was speaking in other places, and saying the same things. And I guess word was getting back, you know, the NFL can sit here and say they had no influence over this, but let me tell you something. The NFL has all the influence over this because this is a billion-dollar industry. The teams, in another couple of years, with the NFL contracts that are currently the TV contracts, each team stands to gain $500 million a year just from the TV contracts alone in revenue. It is a lucrative business.
Absolutely. No question.
They can ill afford to lose it. So
yeah, it's going to be interesting. All right, let's take a break. We'll continue with your calls next. Your reaction to Bob Costas' shocking accusation that he was banned from the Super Bowl as if he was Janet Jackson. 877-970-2999. But first, here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
33 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A candy store that's been open for nearly half a century in Manhattan is shutting its doors. Raoul Candy Store will be serving its last lollipop soon. The owners of the East Village business say the rent is getting too high. They're ready to retire. Loyal customers have been stopping in to say goodbye and share memories. The business will officially close down on February 28th. Gas prices are up, and industry analyst Trilby Lundberg expects them to keep rising. The national average for regular is up $2.34 a gallon as more retailers pass along increases in wholesale costs. Lundberg, who publishes the industry standard Lundberg Survey, says despite the rise, the average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. is still 32 cents lower than it was a year ago. The Garden State just below that average rate at about $2.32 a gallon, according to AAA. In sports, all the hockey locals won. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting right into the Cross Island and accident. So traffic's busy through Valley Stream over on the Southern State Parkway. We're still seeing delays on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano Bridge, and expect slowdowns as you head over to the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up toward Fordham Road with an accident there as well. Deegan southbound still slammed, 230s down through the Cross Bronx and the Cross Bronx westbound still slowing down, getting out toward Webster Ave with that earlier problem cleared. 8095 express lanes, really serious accident here, getting up toward that merge with Route 80, getting up into Teaneck. It's all due to an accident investigation, this one involving a tractor trailer. So all lanes closed, 8095 express lanes up in toward Teaneck. Watch for delays at the inbound GWB once you get there, 15 minutes in. Over at the inbound Lincoln 30, Holland still waiting 30 minutes as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Farmers Insurance. From a car landing on a roof to a car landing in a pool, we've covered it. At Farmers Insurance, the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The world is full of sounds that warn you about danger. Larry Elder here. Like if you get a little too close to a rattlesnake, you'll hear a rattle. But in the digital world, if your personal information is in danger, there's no rattling sound to let you know you might be in trouble. Good thing LifeLock has added the power of Norton Security to see more cyber threats. Whether it's potential threats to your identity, like your personal information for sale on the dark web, or threats to your devices like malware or emerging viruses, and if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every single cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton can detect a wide range of threats that could sneak up on you. Join right now and get 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code ELDER. That's promo code ELDER for 10% off. Promo code ELDER for 10% off at LifeLock.com.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie. The guys are holding down the fort for you on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Piscopo, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
My. Lovely. At 9:42. Monday's always a little bit easier with a little Robert Goulet. That's great. Terrific. Can't disagree with you.
This has to be in your wedding. I don't know if you have a band or not. So.
We'll see about that. We're still in negotiations on that. Now, at 9:43, if you're just tuning in,
I hate to say this.
Yeah.
I picture your wedding being this beautiful event, and then at the very end, you're asking people, you got $20? You got
yeah, I can see that. I can see that. All right. If you're just tuning in, Joe Piscopo is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Councilman Ruben Diaz Sr. says the city council is controlled by the homosexual community. Amazon paid nothing in federal taxes last year. If you paid a dollar in federal taxes, you paid more than Amazon did. Donald Trump and Beto O'Rourke are both holding rallies in El Paso tonight. The government is scheduled to shut down on Friday. Bob Costas was banned by NBC from covering the Super Bowl. And Al Gattulo has been criticized for hanging up on people. That's where we are. Yes. And Councilmember Idanis Rodriguez is proposing a non-binding resolution that will have no effect on anybody, but that says illegal aliens should be able to get driver's license in our fair city. 877-970-2999. If any of those subjects appeal to you, let's say hello to Al in Brooklyn. Hello, Al.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. I agree with Al Cattullo that driver's licenses for illegal aliens doesn't make the road safer. Instead, they should use those licenses to catch illegal aliens.
Well, what do you mean those licenses? Which licenses should they use to catch them?
Well, the driver's licenses. What gives them the right? They don't have a right to hear illegal.
Wait, so take me through the thought process, Al. So which licenses are we using to catch
driver's licenses? Driver's licenses.
So your plan, your plan is to issue illegal aliens driver's licenses, and then once they're foolish enough to sign up for the driver's licenses, then deport them.
Catch them, right.
Right, but then why would any of them sign up for a driver's license?
Well, because that guy there wants to give them, it doesn't matter who it is, give them a driver's license like they did in California. That governor's stupid. Why would they want to give somebody a driver's license? They don't even know who they are and where they come from.
Right. The portion of the Al plan, and I mean Al from Brooklyn, not Al Gattulo, that I'm missing here is if you sign up for a driver's license and know you're going to be deported, right.
why would you go get one? Right. So let me see if I have this right. They want to make them legal, and then Al will make an announcement. Come and get your illegal driver's licenses here. And then when they show up,
if you're an illegal alien,
you're arrested. Come on in.
Line up
and
here.
And then when they line up, they're going to just put them in a van and take them away.
My goodness.
I don't understand that.
By the way, I want to wish a happy 40th anniversary to all the mullahs in Iran. Today they are celebrating their 40th anniversary of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The supreme leader, the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, is in charge there. It's not only a dictatorship, but a theocracy. And by the way, I want to point out, this is a cautionary tale in American interventionism, because Iran did used to have a democracy, okay? They had a democratically elected government. Unfortunately, it was a democratically elected government that did some things that America didn't like and did some things that the British didn't like. So in a military coup d'etat supported by both the British and America, Kermit Roosevelt, by the way, Kermit Roosevelt helped lead this coup d'etat, which replaced the democratically elected government of Iran with a dictatorship, a monarchy, that was at least a little friendlier to Americans. Now, not surprisingly, the Iranians didn't enjoy being governed by this American puppet regime, and they overthrew that government and replaced them with a much, much, much more brutal government. So, whenever you think it's tempting to pursue a policy of regime change in countries like Syria, Iraq, you name it, Afghanistan, just keep in mind, it doesn't always work out so well for us. 877-970-2999. Diego is in Staten Island. Hello, Diego.
Yes, Frank. I'm starting an organization, the Society for the Prevention of the Illegal Aliens Getting Everything. And I'm going to go to the Senior Citizen Center because I'm a senior citizen and sign up people for this organization. We're going to have black hats with the letters on it.
All right. Well, I think
when
that'll be very popular.
What it stands for.
Go ahead.
That's what it stands for. The black hats will have the letters on it. Society won't be spelled out, but just the letters. And they'll ask you, what is that? And I'll tell them, Society for the Prevention of the Illegal Aliens Getting Everything.
Great. So you're launching this tour at senior centers today.
Right, because we get nothing. They take stuff away from us.
And where are you going to be today as you launch this?
Well, I haven't started it yet. I'm talking to people about
it. Okay, all right. So I think you're going to have quite a few people signing up for that, Diego. Thank you for announcing the pre-launch here. I think it's going to be very, very, very popular. All right, 877-970-2999. Shutdown talks are stalled ahead of Friday's deadline. So we just survived the longest government shutdown in history. Looks like we're heading towards another one. So congratulations to all of you that elected. Everybody in Washington, great job. Michelle Obama was at the Grammys last night. A lot of people were impressed by her appearance there. Other people, not so impressed. She talked about how music helped her share her story. And a lack of sleep could lead to serious medical conditions. A lack of sleep could lead to a person damaging their DNA beyond repair and might even lead to cancer. This is pretty frightening. This is according to a University of Hong Kong study that tracked people who worked a night shift and compared that data to those who work a regular shift. The study found getting less than 7 hours sleep a night could increase DNA damage by up to 30%. Now, that's pretty significant. The CDC, of course, recommends that people get at least 7 hours per night, as poor sleep may lead to serious health conditions. Well, and look at you. You had cancer.
Yeah,
right?
Well, no, I get about 6 hours, and I get a nap during the day.
All right, well,
still.
So what that's not clear to me based on the study is if you bifurcate the sleep, does it still count as 7 hours per
night?
I
would imagine they want 7 straight hours.
Well, you never know. All right, yeah. Tell us how you're sleeping with your MyPillow. 877-970-2999. Someone that always seems well-rested in spite of her early hours is the goddess of the Gowanus, Debbie Duhaime. You, how much sleep do you get every night, Debbie?
Well, I try to go to sleep by like 9:30, you know, and then I try to sleep till 4, but you know how it is. You wake up early or you don't fall asleep on time, and you know how it is. We never get enough sleep with this shift. By the way, how are the wedding plans going?
You know what? The only thing more frustrating than figuring out a way to pay for this wedding is planning this wedding. So I think the most honest description I can give you is they're coming along slowly but surely.
Okay,
I realized pretty early in the process that my fiance has veto power over every aspect of the wedding plan. So I think the sooner I came to that realization, the smoother the sailing will be from now until when the wedding takes place.
Yeah, happy wife, happy life, right?
Exactly. So
you're on the right track, right?
Exactly. Happy road, happy code, Debbie. How are the roads looking this morning?
Let's see what's happening out here. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. 8095 northbound express lanes remain closed, getting up into Teaneck, getting out past Route 80. It's all due to an accident investigation. That one involves a tractor trailer. You're going to have to go to the local lanes to get up to the GWB 15 minutes in once you get there. Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland still about 25 minutes into town. Also on 80 East, out by exit 66 in Hackensack, a collision getting out toward that merge with 95. Now, we're still seeing some pockets of volume here as you take a ride over to the Deegan southbound. Still pretty busy getting down toward the Cross Bronx. And on the Bronx River Parkway northbound at Fordham Road, it's an accident as well. The eastbound belt at Bay 8th Street, an accident over there. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Grand Central Parkway westbound at Union Turnpike. An accident still blocking one lane. It's still busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano. And the Northern State West at 106.7, a collision on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime. AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't understand how the governor of Virginia expects to keep his job.
I mean, this is just terrible. And there are other things in his life that are questionable. His nickname when he was at BMI, all these things are not such that he can continue to serve.
His nickname at Virginia Military Institute was Coon Man. And when he was asked during the press conference why he had that nickname, he said, "You'd have to ask my classmates. I have no idea."
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
If you're
planning a wedding or engagement party, a corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be wowed. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Celebrate Valentine's Day this Thursday with Fran and Captain Fred. For just $180 per person, you'll enjoy a gourmet four-course sit-down dinner and luscious dessert, two drinks from the state-of-the-art bar, complimentary champagne toast, and a welcome aboard signature Valentine's drink. Cash bar for any additional drinks and unlimited soft drinks. Crews will board from Pier 81 at West 41st Street and the West Side Highway at 6:30 p.m. and sails from 7 to 11 p.m. DJ and dancing and spectacular views of the Manhattan skyline and Statue of Liberty. This Valentine's Day, add that extra touch of class. For reservations and information, call 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A couple of flurries to start the day, otherwise mostly cloudy, high 38. Cloudy tonight, snow will arrive late, low 27. Snow tomorrow morning will mix with sleet, then change to rain in the city and coastal areas sometime later tomorrow afternoon, while remaining as snow and sleet over the interior. The high tomorrow, 35, and untreated surfaces will become very slippery. Rain tomorrow night ending late. In the northern and northwest suburbs, though, mixed precipitation will eventually change to rain before ending. Total snow accumulation, 1 to 3 inches in the city, but 3 to 6 inches well to the north and west. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
A couple of minutes before 10 o'clock, this is the Joe Piscopo Show. Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. Joe's going to be back tomorrow, but here's a real treat. We just see that we have calling in the former governor of the state of New Jersey, a member of the New Jersey State Senate, Governor Dick Cody. Governor, thanks so much for calling in this morning.
My pleasure, Frank. Hey, by the way, you guys over there don't want Amazon? We'll take them in a heartbeat.
You can have them as long as you're prepared to fork over $3 or $4 billion in corporate welfare. You can absolutely have them.
I'll tell you what. Tens and tens of thousands of jobs, the economic impact for the state of New Jersey, the city of Newark, no question about it. We gave away billions and billions of dollars during the Christie administration.
That's true. That's for sure.
If you led the state controller's report. And the jobs that were supposed to be given out, as a result of those monies, Frank, we can't find them.
I'm with you. I'm not going to argue with you on that. Governor, while we have you on, we were talking about taxes in New Jersey. A lot of listeners have expressed some confusion and have some questions about what they're calling a rain tax in New Jersey.
Yeah, now, I can understand that. Tell them not to worry.
What is it? What is it?
That's about trying to clean up the damage to our water systems throughout the state of New Jersey. When there is, say, if you remember last November, we had a one-hour rainstorm that destroyed the state of New Jersey. What happens is the backup gets done. The water can't escape quick enough because of what's in the system, vis-a-vis all kinds of crap, shall we say, all right? So that's what we're trying to do. I wouldn't have any fear about it. It would affect some businesses much more than a homeowner. And only the town and the county can decide what homeowners, if any, would even be affected by it.
All right, fair enough. Now, go ahead. Al Gattulo has a question for you.
Governor, just to reiterate, so it's really a tax to help in the stormwater, in the sewers and stuff, to keep those areas
clean.
That's
correct, sir.
Okay, gotcha.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
So what else is on your mind, Governor? What else is happening in Trenton that we need to know about?
Now, wait a minute. Costas, he had a pair of onions. I give him credit for it.
Absolutely. Me too.
That's my feeling. And by the way, the governor of Virginia, how about when he's doing a press conference with his wife, he's talking about imitating Michael Jackson, and he says, yeah, I do the moonwalk really well. I can do that dance. In fact, I think I'll show you. And the wife says, I don't think so, pal.
Thank goodness the wife was there. She may be responsible for him being up.
He has no street smarts whatsoever.
Governor, we're going to have you come back soon. It's always a real treat for to talk to you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, you had to talk about taxes, right?
Absolutely. You name it. You name it. The Governor Dick Cody, my favorite living governor of New Jersey by far. Then again, I don't live there. We'll be back tomorrow with Joe Piscopo. Mike Gallagher is next. He was in Orlando this weekend, too. I'm sure he's going to have some interesting stories. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.